Hey, good morning. Want to reflect on the book of Hebrews, chapter number 12. The last time we did the book of Hebrews, we had looked at chapter 11, which was the example and witnesses of the people from their forefathers who lived by faith. We discover that the author of the book of Hebrews was writing to Jewish minority tribe that was living in majority unbelievers. And they felt pressure to turn back because of persecution. And the author comes and tells them, don't go back. The path that you started is the right path. You will finish strong. And then he gave examples of over 17 witnesses. He called 17 witnesses to give a testimony to the people who were just about to go back or were contemplating going back. And these testimonies, those who testify, is saying, we ran, we kept faith. It was not easy for us, but we finished. We also did great manifestation. We shut the lion's mouth. We stopped fire. We raised the dead. Women would also give testimony and says, we also saw our children, our sons, brought back because of the faith. God has always been preached by faith. And those over 17 testimonies stood, and all of them testified. And then some of them said, we died still having faith. But God is not ashamed to call us his children because he has prepared a city for us. We did not, some of them would say, we did not build permanent homes because we were looking for a city whose builder and architect is God himself. And God has prepared that city for us. We'll enter. So you don't go back. We have ran. We have finished our rap. And now chapter 12 comes to the people who are now running their rap. You see, I want you to consider this as a relay race. And the people who have already completed, I've given the mantle to you, and you are now running, and they are cheering you up, and they are telling you, don't drop the baton of faith. Run with perseverance. Finish. We will finish well as a team. We did it. We faced even more worse things, and we were able to come out clear. You and I, and those who are ahead of us, our fathers, they've kept faith. Don't drop the baton of faith. That's why here the writer says, therefore, see, when he says therefore, he's now considering chapter 1 to 11 because of those who ran. Since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hid us and the sin that easily entangle us. So he began by talking about the let us. When we say that let us, it shows that you have the ability to do it. It gives you space that the power to change is within you. You cannot blame outside forces why you are dropping the baton of faith. You cannot say that the pressure was too much because God has put grace in us to keep running. And as we keep running, that grace is now released. We have got potential. Every believer has got potential that is always released once you obey. When we obey God, even under very severe circumstance, the grace supports the people who trust God and who go by faith. So he says two things. Because We are surrounded by people who finished. And he called them a crowd of witnesses. Crowd means they're uncountable. There are so many, you cannot drop the baton. What you need to do is to run the race. But as you run the race, you have to throw off everything that hinders you. What is this everything that hinders you? There are good things that might hinder you. We are told that the enemy of best is good, and the enemy of better is good. So there is good, better, best. For you to get good, you have to throw off. For you to get to the better things, deal with the good things. For you to get to the best things, deal with the things that are better. So this, everything that hinder us, is even success. Some people have been hindered to run the race by success. So he says, throw off everything. Everything means everything, good and bad. Then you also throw off sin, the negative. So you have to throw off the positive past and negative past. Sin that so easily entangles us. Easily entangles us because we have allowed it to come and it can block us to run the race. This is another let us. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. There is already the race marked out for us. But then he says, for us to be able to run, not only that we are surrounded by a crowd of witnesses who have already become models. Jesus Christ also have ran ahead of us. So let's fix our eyes on Jesus. Why? He's the pioneer and perfecter of faith. True, those people ran the race. They had not met the pioneer and the perfecter, the author and the finisher of faith face to face. But they did it. They believed in him. They looked forward for him. They died still hoping they would see him.